for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
This is the Monday morning service of July the 3rd, 1989. Tape number 5 of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds is the teacher for the morning.
Well, Blanche Reynolds has been, yesterday was teaching us about the seven churches of Revelation. And today I'm of the opinion that we have all seven churches with us at one time. And I'm glad to hear some of the background in what the seven churches represent and how they apply or how we can appropriate it and understand it today. So Blanche, come and carry on this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for a place for truth to be revealed. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together and in liberty and freedom discuss the Word and let the Holy Ghost reveal it to us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Here we go. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we make ourselves available to you this morning. We come, Lord, bowing before you, Lord. We ask you, King Jesus, to let us comprehend the magnitude and the vastness of the principle of immortality. Eternal, Lord. Eternal life. And let us, Lord God, be stirred up in our inner man to move in wisdom and authority and command deliverance to our being, breaking all the bondages of death. All of the realm of darkness removed. Let there be no shadows within us, Lord, that separate the true image of Jesus from being seen in the earth. Oh, Lord Jesus, we bind every thought into captivity. We pull down the strong man, the controller, him that sets himself up against truth. Wherever he is, Lord, we seek him out and we cast him out in the name of Jesus. And we command the father of lies to be loosed from the body. And we command all the power of the occult that we be rid of it in the name of Jesus. Father, open the eyes of the true ecclesia. Let us separate the precious from the vile. And let us know that you are perfecting a body to live forever in your eternal purpose. Oh, Lord God, we come before you this day and we lay aside the things of the world. We command our mind to come into obedience. We command our being to line up with truth. We ask you, Lord God Almighty, to let Rakhiramasa, the Rhema word, be revealed in each one of us. Hallelujah. That we are contributing. We are participating in the force of life in this hour, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for redemption. Redeeming us, hallelujah, and delivering us from the power of death. Thank you, Lord, that you have justified us just as if we had never sinned. And thank you, Lord, that you have reconciled us into the well-beloved. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord God, that we have been given eyes to see and ears to hear and every Kira Messiah to know that every mystery that has been set and hidden, hallelujah, is Grahama, ripe to be revealed in this hour. And that we are a body made ready, oh, hallelujah, for a visitation, hallelujah, of millennial glory. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. say hallelujah, hallelujah. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We've come to rejoice in your presence, Lord. We've come to praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we put on our spiritual glasses. We look with the eyes of the Holy Spirit into the Word. Turn with me again to Revelation, please. Now, for everyone who is new, of course the tape is available to you from yesterday. But to recap a little bit of what we said, we have been discussing how the image of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus, the revealing of his person is coming forth as John saw him complete. That each one of us, having a place in him, we are being shapen according to the pattern and the plan of his image. We talked about the seven churches. That in this revelation, this revealing of the divine mysteries, the disclosing, I believe it says, of Jesus Christ, that we could understand why these particular seven churches were mentioned. That in this end time glory, the church of Jesus Christ, the bride preparation, as a man's name represents his character, and as he is known by that image, so too the name of every church must be looked at to understand what the character and the nature, the attitude in the well-beloved. We see a mixture unfolding. Awesome understanding. All the way back to that Nimrod nature, that Balaam medium, the seer, the clairvoyant, that school of the prophets that came from that Jezebel that was ministered to in that Jezebel age when she controlled and set them at her table. The daughter of Ethbaal. That attitude of divination. The Python nature revealed in a false prophet telling the people what they want to hear. The psychic realm exposed. Opened up to the human mind. We must recognize every pitfall that the enemy would cleverly put in front of us now. That pitfall that like the spirit of beguiling, bewitchment. How could we be drawn into error? What is there in us that seeks after the sensational? How could that Python, that Pythian nature that was so exposed as the god Apollo, that Greek god, carried it out in the land when a day that unto us a child was born and a son was given, and his name is called Emmanuel, God with us? How could a people go a whoring after such an idolatrous, beguiling bewitchment? That psychic realm ministered to from the mind of man. Man wanting to be something that he wasn't. Fascinated with the familiar. Psychic phenomena. Fantasy, man's escape into promotion of the id, the I. I've got it, and I'll carry it out. That attitude, see. We're talking here of the mixture of the attitude that is in the body of Christ. Every one of us have had an experience in Jesus. Hallelujah. He is Savior, King, Lord, Glory Messiah in the midst of us. He has given us authority and dominion over all the power of death. But in this natural man, in the humanness of humankind, we have been so accustomed to the tangible realm of sense and feeling, we have tried to view the plan of God in the tangible sense and the feeling of the natural man and his preservation of him all, of his own self, his flesh understanding, and beloved, that leaves great gaps in your worship and praise and knowledge of who you are in God. And so the Lord, in His revealing the divine mysteries and secrets to the body, see, why is this now being revealed? Because now the body is truly ready to understand it. We have come in an hour, hallelujah. God has birthed and breathed the breath of life into an end time body, glory to God, of deliverers, joint heirs of Jesus Christ, saviors, hallelujah, judging Mount Esau, coming together, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and pulling down the strongholds of death, and commanding in Jesus' name that every vicious and vile thing be exposed until the bruise of death is removed out of this body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in this hour, there can be no more compromise. No more fence sitting. No more idolatry, playing games, passivity, floating through, expecting the rest of the body of Christ to take your burden and let you play pet your flesh. Good word, pet your flesh. We got to stop that bartarimi blindness, see? Beloved, this veil of flesh is ripe to be rent once and for all. We've been separated from truth long enough because that old slap-ass the devil's been lying to us, see? It's time to pull down all that he has said and done now. I'm going to go quickly through the churches that we did so far and just tell you what each name meant, see? The attitude, the seven churches, seven is the number of fullness. So the fullness of this attitude must be taken out. See, the overcomers must come over. What are we coming over? The power of death. What are we? The revelation of Jesus Christ. He was the example, the firstborn of the dead. The first fruit, see, the whole tithe, the best of God. He is the covenant. Hallelujah. And you and I, hallelujah, our covenant promise. We're His dwelling place. Hallelujah. He is here at your invitation. God planned, had us in mind before the foundation of the world to bring out of this earth a bride for his Son. And we are the principle, glory to God, of a union. Hallelujah. I think about that little Shumalite in the Song of Solomon. She said, my face is so black. I said, hallelujah. She's been standing by the fire of refinement. Just got smoked. See, let us deal with ourselves. See, let us come close. Let's stop being afraid of the fire. Let, hallelujah, the word of God be revealed. Let's stand, hallelujah, and command our being to His attention. And let the source, hallelujah, the Creator, form and shape and restore and bring forth this many-membered body in the likeness, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now, that first church, name was Ephesus. It means desirable. It means permissive, permitted. And if ever you saw that attitude in the body, it's there. Everybody, a church desiring things. We're the biggest church in our city, you know. Attitude, see? Our preacher has got the biggest house, the finest parsonage. Attitudes, desiring things, permissiveness, cohabiting or allowing things hidden, fantasies in the mind, wishes, open door, that realm of desire to the psychic realm, wishing to be something you aren't. Letting those things control. Like that goddess Diana, so promiscuous in her idolatry that she could so control the mind of her paramours that they would think that their exchange in her temple, their cohabiting with her ministers there, that they could birth a god. Idolatry, beguilement, bewitchment, but nonetheless, an attitude, a visitation, worship, that old nature again of the son of Cush, Nimrod. He was considered the god of the sun, the god of youth and the god of music. And he carried out his mythology practices, his psychic religion, because he slew the python and the spirit entered into him. Now, Apollo told his worshipers to look first in their own hearts to find the beginning of wisdom. You see the lie he sold the people? Humanism. That they could think that the completeness lay within them in the natural. That the mind of man could be so trained, so intellectual, and so the intellect could be so formed that all wisdom would be in that natural human kind of thinking. And as the generations have come and gone, that humanism concept is now the control in our education systems. Religious error, all a mixture like a bowl of spaghetti in the school system. Teaching, I was amazed that my 12-year-old grandson knew first name the mythology god. Learned in school and talked about, and they're used as tools to teach this mythology. So that when it came time to make a choice to believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the only true God, that the young minds of our children could be so confused and so warped that they would make wrong decisions. I have a dear friend who has a daughter that teaches in New York, a professorship in one of the colleges. Precious little sweet girl from Tennessee. But when the school system got through with her, she told her mother that it was weakness in her to believe in God and to think she had to worship a higher power. That she no longer needed that because she had an intellect and a capability. The humanistic views that just wiped away God's creation, His divine word, until the mind becomes so bruised with that power that can only produce within the intellect death. That's all it can do, is to bring you to the power and control of death now. Apollo made amends to Mother Earth because he had killed her snake. And in violating her sacred place, he started the annual games and he called them the Pythian games, the Python games. that divination spirit loosed upon the people. Why is the Lord revealing such information of this in this hour? Because the same circumstances are right among us today. Satan's kingdom is being ministered to. The occult, it's like Satan came out of the woodwork. He no longer hides his human sacrifices and his defaming and blasphemy of the things of God. Every newspaper and almost every news broadcast has something to say in some part of the nation where he has murdered and bruised and damned and defiled the image of Jesus Christ. Little children, women birthing babies strictly for Satan's sacrifice. How could we imagine such a thing? That God Molech, that Nimrod curse, ministered to as the mind of man becomes reprobate because of his carnal-minded compromise and his refusal to obey God, and because he walks in the divination, the rebellion of his own mind and heart. Man without God is deceitfully evil. Python comes from a Greek word meaning to rot and is used to describe snakes, as in the boa family, the constricting family, which kills its prey by crushing. We talked about this yesterday. You see, many people controlled by the attitude of Python, when they cannot open their mouth and praise the Lord, and they sit with their arms folded, and they don't enter in into the congregation and worship the Lord and praise and become a part of the body. But more than that, the control in the emotions that the python seeks to devour is so bruising, so wounding, that a sick society is standing in this hour, bruised unto death. The emotions so tangled up and so controlled by the enemy in that nature that they are committing suicide. They are killing parents and children. Life is not held precious. Now, the sons of God must come into wisdom and knowledge and understand that the enemy stands at the door. And as God ushers in this millennial purpose, as this age of grace is ripe to disappear, and Jesus Christ stands at the door ready to come, hallelujah, and set up his kingdom in this earth and to rule and reign 1,000 years. Beloved, I'm saying a lot of things I don't have all the answers in, but this I know, that God's plan is right on time and it's right on target, and you and I are a vital part of it. And if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Beloved, every mystery is ripe to be revealed unto you, into your mind. And the only thing is that's blocking it is the ignorance of death and darkness and the things of selfishness and the rebellion, the bloodline bondages of death that have bruised you in the curses of this death realm, that first Adamic nature, this flesh man that's at enmity against God. And it's time to pull down everything that bruises your mind. And beloved, when you come into a place like this and the knowledge is there for you to learn, and you can choose to sit there and block it out, beloved, you marakira baraba, I say unto you, beware, because you are standing in a place where the enemy seeks to devour you. And when you come to do business with God, see, we make up our mind first things first. I'm going all the way with you, Lord. I present my body a living sacrifice. I hold nothing back. I get honest with you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pull down that old Leviathan nature, that old son of high pride, and I command him to loose me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll stand in the presence of God, and I'll deal with my flesh, and I'll command my being to your attention, Lord, and I'll not throw away the precious things that you have saved into this hour to reveal to a mind that has been set free from the bondage of sin and death. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. Woo, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah now. Pathogenic is a word used to describe something produced by putrefaction and filth. We see that spirit in the body. Brother Glenn touched on it last night. Where are the people who stand holy and clean before the Lord? Who put their best, hallelujah, Jeteri Messiah. Let me say this carefully. Who want to be all that we can be for the Lord. To look our best. To dress our best. Where is that unction in the body? Yes. We recently were on the college campus of Asbury in Kentucky. We were shocked. We were in one of the professor's homes that night. All these divinity students sitting there. We thought we'd come into a group of hippies. You know, if I could use that term, careless. You know, some look like they needed a good washing. You know, let's be. You know, the Lord is saying this to us. Let's be all we can be for the Lord. Now, I'm not telling you to look like the world. I'm telling you to look like Jesus. See, I'm telling you to be careful how you present yourself. Take time to be holy before the Lord. Take a good look in the mirror and say, oh, what am I doing looking like this? See? Deal with yourself. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let us command our being to his attention now. We are, you know, I can quit preaching and going to meddling. You know, I want you to know that. But I feel it's necessary. That old Ephesus nature, that attitude of carelessness, desiring, pleasing self, that's got to go. And it's a spirit. It's that old python spirit. And when you see that, beloved, that's a clue to what's going on in that person. He's being possessed by nature that's psychic, the control, the crushing of that python nature. You look at a person who's going through problems of in their mind where their mind is being boggled and depression is there. I mean, they don't want to do anything to look any different. In fact, it seems the worse they can look, the more at ease they become. See, we must guard and walk in discernment and separate ourselves from this look that's coming into the world, that is in the world. It's not coming, it's here. It's everywhere around us. And it's time for us to understand that that old sly fox, the devil, doesn't play by any rules. He hits below the belt. He hits where you're the weakest. He does everything he can to destroy you. And he is going to take your emotions and produce a reprobate mind when you don't guard your mind and hold it precious and keep yourself involved in the things of God. Well, the next church was Smyrna, which means bitterness. And if ever there was a bitter attitude in the church, we see that. A bitter spirit. People's hurting. In fact, Olin and I said not long ago, it seems to us that there are more people outside the church at this point that are seeking God than there are inside the church seeking God. Right. Everywhere we go, people have been hurt and they've been bruised and they've walked away from congregations because they just couldn't stand anymore. Right. Beloved, we must look at what's taking place. Guard your mind, that attitude of bitterness. It blessed me to know that all these seven churches were a one road going through the land. Each one of them like stepping stones. Every one of us dealing with the attitudes that we will, Perikinomia, overcome that power of death now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. The next church was the church of Pergamos. Peri, Gamio, Cosmos. In Greek, it indicates married with the world. And we look and we see the body of Christ married with the world. You want to go to church? You want to sit in the congregation? But if there's something on TV you want to watch, or somebody invites you to do something else, well, we'll just kind of compromise tonight. Married with the world. The things that the world does are now a part of the church. Socialization, methods, numbers, the increase of the church, counting their blessing, their who they are and what they're doing for God by the number they've got sitting in the church. Not the amount of people that have been saved and blessed and healed and restored. Those people go home after every service hurting just like they came in for the most part. And the psychic, the sensational. Sometimes you can look at the Saturday paper and it's like reading the movie review of what sensational big ministry that's going to come in and tell the people what they want to hear. This word of the overcomer is not popular. But now, you wait till the crisis and the tribulation gets a little hotter. I tell you, they're going to be looking for us. Because we'll have an understanding and an answer and a mercy and a butt shed of the image of Jesus Christ revealed. And they're going to want what we have. Hallelujah. And so now it's time. This is the hour that we deal with ourselves so that when that time comes, they don't have to try to sift through the darkness of your personality or the weaknesses of the things that you're giving yourself to. But the pure word flows forth because there has been deliverance. Hallelujah. You've been delivered from the power of death. Hallelujah. Now, that old marriage with the world. Now, that Babylon system, that harlot nature, full of the Chaldean mysteries. All that Pergamos set up, the seat of Satan, it said, the seat of the temple of the serpent, that python again surfaces in that marriage with the world. And there he sits enthroned, the very worship of Satan himself. And what was this temple looked unto to the Asclepius? It was a temple of healing. How could this be? Did you know that there are psychics going around in this hour who literally reach into a body? They pull out their cancer or whatever. You see it dripping in blood in the gup in their hand. And that person has zero opening in their body. See? Shocking. The psychic realm is very mysterious. It has much power. Let me tell you, that old sly fox, the devil, is moving in that power in this hour to bruise the mind of the Christian. He's seeking to produce his image, and the mind of man is the prize, and we are at war. Hallelujah. And you might think you'll escape because you are where you are. But beloved, every man has a responsibility in the presence of God. A place has been made for you, beloved, and that junk in you is not going to enter in there. We must deal with ourselves, and the only person you can change is you, beloved. Hallelujah. And as much as you want to look around and minister to somebody else, beloved, your ministry will never be effective until you get it out of you. You can't take somebody where you haven't been. That's right. That's what the Lord said to me one time. He said, Blanche, how are you going to go to town when you don't know where town is? See? I said, yes, sir, I understand. He doesn't have to say much sometimes to get your attention. But that old Babylon nature, that harlot system, we see it everywhere. Minds controlled, the divine nature being usurped and controlled by manipulation, domination, people's bruised in so many ways. until confusion has settled in. Man, controlled by the god of sports, sits up in front of his TV hoping his team is going to win. His children running through and here and there, and all that they get out of him is a grunt or maybe a holler which says, get out in front of the television. Children's minds being wasted because parents don't know how to be parents anymore. The love that God placed within the being, so corroded over by the selfishness, the desire, the marriage of the world, and the bitterness that is in the bloodline, the selfishness of man, until that old harlot begins to arise. That system that has been put together like a network to control the mind of man, to bewitch, beguile, and seduce. And each one of those attitudes are in that Python authority. And each one of those attitudes must be dealt with by each one of us. Now, we see this attitude of Babylon showing itself in this church system. And indeed, this has got to go. Hear all the Greek mythology, the worship that the peoples did when Jesus came to project that pure life, to save man, to cut a covenant, to deliver us from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2 says that the law of our new life, our new being, has freed us from the law of sin and death. Every man that has become responsible now for his own sin, when we come and lay before the Lord that covenant cut, redeeming authority, hallelujah, delivers us from that law of sin and death. Born anew, a new life, hallelujah, that's hid in Christ in God. 1 Timothy 1:10 says that Jesus annulled death. Boy, that means he took it all away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. He annulled death and he made it of no effect concerning us. But what does the intellect do? He tries to live in the authority of his own mind. Now, the humanism so loose. Did you know that there were 12 mythology gods, and every one of them had areas that they were put in control of, and those 12 mythology gods were rulers, everyone promiscuous, all of them wanting power, each one of them so vile in what they produced, blinding the mind of man until he could not see that last Adam, the glory of the Lord God of all the earth. A compromise. These 12 gods, as the church system progressed, but before I go to that, let's go to Thyatira now. Thyatira means incense burning. Well, I got the wrong sheet. Here we go. Ta-da-da. There it is. Thyatira means burning incense. It was the capital of Libya. That mixture in the body. Mind you, each one of these churches had good things that the Lord blessed. And we're going to go on to that in the next message that we have. But the Lord spoke of what was going on in Thyatira. Let's read it, if you please. It begins, I think, in about the second chapter and around the 18th verse. And the angel, the messenger of the assembly church of Thyatira, to him write, these are the words of the Son of God, who has eyes that flash like a flame of fire, and whose feet glow like bright and burnished white hot bronze now. This image of Jesus Christ revealed. Him who holds the seven stars in his hand. Him who stands among the lampstands. That sevenfold lampstands. The lampstands. The true light. The fullness of light is what it means. The seven stars like the seven messengers, borrowed light, revealing in the earth a light. Hallelujah. From its source. Glory to God now. And this image of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, must be all a grace humilicae in each one of us that God intended it to be. The mixture. The sevenfold church, the bride company, Paramasa, the union principle, must be correctly understood. He said, I know your records. He spoke here, who has eyes that flash like the flame of fire. What does sight do? What does light do? It makes vision possible. When a man can see, beloved, your eyes are precious in this natural realm. God intended the eyes of the Spirit to see the spiritual things, to understand and know that in the Spirit and by the Spirit and through the Spirit, your vision has been complete to everlasting, to everlasting. Your vision is nothing less or short of the Alpha and the Omega. He has enjoined you unto Himself. You are His body. Hallelujah. You belong to Him. And He has equipped you, glory to God, to overcome all of the blindness of the death realm. Hallelujah. To put death under your feet and command your being to His attention. Hallelujah. Let us look, oh Lord God, with the eyes of the Holy Ghost and see what You are saying to us. And the feet that glow like bright burnished bronze, refined judgment, see, standing in that place so He can fan the fire where all of the dross is removed. Everything that is not a particle of Him is removed out of your life. What do the feet do? They possess the turf where you're standing, beloved. That's your possession. For I have made you like unto Me, saith the Lord, that you shall go no more out. Hallelujah. Into the things of the world. Baraka, as resurrection has been complete in your behalf, I have equipped you to live in My everlasting glory. Yea, as My judgment is completed in you, Raha, all the power and the authority of My pattern, My image, to judge yourself. Hallelujah. And in that judgment, there will be nothing lacking. For in this day, I am calling a people who shall be as I am, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I bless your name, Lord. Glory to God. A Thyatira, a burning incense, strange fire, religious spirits, manipulation controlling. It's got to get out of the body. We can no longer coexist with that kind of defilement. Beloved, when you say, thus saith the Lord, it better be thus saith the Lord. Let us examine the excitement of emotions or the Word of God speaking. Let us not be drawn out by false prophecy in the pretense or the weakness of emotions or the excitement because you want to, you have compassion or you want to bless. Beloved, let us so live in tune with the Holy Ghost. Let us have such an understanding of His person that we know the unction and we move in that glory. Hallelujah. And we speak as the oracle of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let His word be yea and amen in us. Hallelujah now. Glory to God. And let me just say this one thing. God doesn't fire you when you make a mistake. He forgives you. Now, beloved, there's a cultivating of the true prophet. There's a growing, a maturing now. Standing in judgment. Who are you going to judge? You? That's right. You may look at the beam in your brother's eye, beloved, but until you get that out of your eye, till you get that out of you, you'll not be successful, no matter how much you condemn and what you have to say. Beloved, when we deal with ourselves now, and it's got to happen. And until it begins to happen in us, we are ineffective. We can only take that person that we're helping where we are. And beloved, if we're bound up in the weakness of our mind and limited emotion, if we're bound up like burning incense, religious spirit, beloved, then that's all that's going to come out of our mouth. But when we deal with this old death realm of flesh that has bruised the body in psychic phenomena, lying wonders, sealing us in areas because bloodline bondages, our generations have ministered to that psychic paganism, humanism, hallelujah, and idolatry. See, until we can view the Word of God like a mirror and say, oh Lord God, be in me all you want to be. I put my eyes upon my being, Lord. You've given me eyes to see, and I'm asking you to reveal me to me. Hallelujah. 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 And the ministers need a double portion of it because we're on the front line. And the enemy comes against the ministers of the Lord. Beloved, every time we finish a meeting, we need to be on our face before the Lord saying, oh Lord God, I present my being to you. We walk in a great anointing. Hallelujah. Because there, but as deliverance flow, there's nothing to shadow that anointing. Nothing to keep it from being projected. See, that's the bottom line of deliverance. It makes more room in you for Jesus. See, when we get the junk out, I call it junk, it's what it is. When we get that old nature out, that nature of death, that old putrefying decay that belongs in the death realm, we're going to start living. Hallelujah. We're going to see heaven open. Hallelujah. The realm of the Spirit. Ooh, hallelujah. Gundere Messiah. Oh, Lord Jesus, let us comprehend what you are saying to us. Beloved, the body must come on. We can't stay in a church system that's full of vain glory and pride and lifting up the flesh. We can't stay in these systems that are bruising and squelching the spiritual growth that needs to be in this hour. But glory to God, we can sit there and be intercessors, travailers, hallelujah, praying for that body to overcome, to be redeemed, hallelujah, to let their eyes be open, that they would not sit where incense is burned, strange fire is revealed, where people work up worship instead of praising the Lord. And beloved, I want to go on record right now to say something about these guys that are saying that they're bringing the dance into the church so that they can restore the arts to the church. That is a lie from the pits of hell. Beloved, the arts had their origin from that Apollo nature when he slew that serpent, and they had those Pythian games. That's where the opera came out of it. All of the sorcery of witchcraft in theater and drama, the clowning, the miming, all of those ministries, the puppet ministry, people wanting to be something they weren't. Let me tell you the good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ doesn't have to be watered down, and it doesn't have to be used by any of Satan's equipment. The subliminal messages that they're trying to get man to give himself to so that he can learn the Word of God. Beloved, God never used any of the implements of Satan's strategy to project the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus walked among them, but he never became like them. Hallelujah. And you needn't think that you can do this either. Beloved, it's time to get right before the Lord and pull down those strongholds. What is that? That's that psychic remedy, that tendency to lift up the self. There's some places in our nation where they're calling it the school of the prophets. And they're teaching people to prophesy. Where do they find that in the Word that you teach a person to prophesy? That's a gift of the Holy Ghost. And He's the one in charge of it. And He's been doing a good job of it. There's a bracha in all of God's eternal purpose. Hallelujah. Let us examine the Word. How can this happen, you say? Only by the people not knowing the Word of God. Now, there was a school of prophets, but they were the school of Balaam's prophets. They were the mediums, the psychic realm, the fortune tellers, the wizards of their day. And they sat at Jezebel's table. And that's what the Lord said to this church of Thyatira. I have this against you, that you suffer that woman Jezebel to live. Beloved, she's got to be that attitude. See, I'm talking attitude. That attitude has got to come out of the body. We've got to stop manipulating and trying to hold people to us and trying to do things to get them to side with us and to lift us up, beloved. We've got to look at ourselves and find out where that old Jezebel nature might lay hidden. Boy, you ask me how I know. I just went through some deliverance and I got that garbage out of me. Hallelujah. I wasn't sure just what all was there, but boy, when it began to manifest because I demanded. Beloved, when the Lord shows you something, you better be found attacking it in the name of Jesus. It's time to loose yourself to the pure love of Almighty God. And in that love, beloved, deal with your flesh, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah now. Ooh, hallelujah. He said, you tolerate that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess, teaching and leading astray my servants and beguiling them into practicing sexual vice and eating food sacrificed to idols. And the Lord says this to me, that old Jezebel nature, we see her everywhere. She's in the church. It can be either man or woman. Let me clear that up right now. There's just as many male Jezebels as there are female ones. We see them holding the people under their thumb, manipulating, trying to tell the preacher what to preach, wanting to be ahead of all of the ministry that goes on, all the works in the church. Always the loudest one at the altar. Always laying hands on everybody instead of getting up there and dealing with themselves. That attitude, the spirit of religion, is a power that Jezebel works through. She dominates and controls. It is a hard to brush, a strong force. And it hides under, see, the covering of religion. Its counterpart is lesbianism and homosexuality. A dominating and a controlling, a perversion. You know, stopping, you know, like exchanging the poles. Now, let me tell you what I'm saying here now. Like trying to make a man a woman and a woman a man. And that spirit comes in because when that spirit can control, then it can walk out its desires in the being. It kind of cross poles. The woman in the family is the dominator, control. The man is the Ahab. And the children look. Where is the role model? The mother and the father image. The mother acts like the daddy, and the daddy acts like the mother. And the child in its confusion is saying, Lord God, what's going on here? And as the mind psychically, subconscious mind psychologically begins to form and shape the image of the woman in the young boy and the image of the man in the young girl and the cross, beloved. And it's time, hallelujah, that the men in this hour become the priest in their home and let the divine order flow and let the word of God be revealed and let the family come together as a unit, hallelujah, with the example of parenting as the father is the priest in his home and the head of his house, beloved. He doesn't have to initiate all, he doesn't have to teach all the Bible study, but he sure is responsible to initiate it in Jesus' name. When is this? Hallelujah. That we get the pattern right. Let us deal with that old Jezebel control. Beguiling bewitchment now. What has Satan put in the mind of the men? He's controlling it with the god of sports. Those Olympic games, the football, the baseball, the horse races, the soccer, the wrestling and the boxing. Yeah. Grieves my spirit, man, that man would project his mind to the violence, the games of chance, and think and wonder, how come my kids don't respect me? How can my kids, you know, just call me an old man or float on by me and never tell me how they feel? Beloved, it's time to stop putting your mouth on your kids and deal with yourself. See? I wish that I had understood what I understood now when I was raising my son. But glory to God, I thank the Lord that God in His mercy has called that young man and he's preaching the gospel today. And it blesses my heart. And he's a good minister. That blesses me to see what God has done in spite of my angers and frustrations and my Jezebel attitude that I had at that point. But boy, she don't live here anymore. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's praise the name of the Lord. We command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. See, you ought to be able to sit down in front of your mirror and just tell it to manifest if it's there. And whatever you see, out it goes. That's the way I started. I get with Glenn and Irma, and we go around some of the conventions. And boy, when I knew that they were going to be there, the first place I beat the line to the book table where Irma was, and I said, "Tell me what you've learned, Walt, since I've been gone." And she had heard so many things, and the Lord was revealing so much. And I began to learn, and I saw things that had to be right. And I also knew there was a bunch of stuff here in me. And I wasn't able to get around to where a lot of the things were happening. And so I said, "Lord, I don't want to read after somebody else that you told it to. You tell it to me." And I laid all the books aside. And I got the word out. And I began to pray. And God began to teach. Sometimes just frustration. Laying on the floor, crying out to God. "I don't understand, Lord. I can't see this." There were times I drove in my car. Things that the Lord would reveal to me. And I'd play the tape in the tape deck. And I would listen. I'd turn the tape off. And then I'd pray, "Lord God, give me a revelation of what you're saying. There's a mystery here. There's a secret that the body needs to understand. Lord, show it to me. I want to understand it how it is." And in that time, God began to reveal. Sometimes just one word. And it would give me like volumes of understanding. Now, I don't want you to think I'm smart. But I want to tell you that if you really want to know, the knowledge is there for you. Now, if you really want answers, the answers are there. The Church of Jesus Christ, fit in His body, is going to rule and reign with Him. That old road, that long road of the fullness of those seven churches, those attitudes of mixture, that's our key. That mixture's got to go. And the only person you can change is you, see. We're pulling out the mixture. We're dealing with the flesh man. That's where the mixture is, beloved, in your flesh man. You can't go around saying, "Oh, that's just my flesh." Beloved, you better see what's prompting your flesh. There's something there that's in you that's got to be dealt with, see. It occurred to me that if Jezebel was harassing me, there had to be some Jezebel there for it to harass. Shocking statement. But how did I know if there wasn't some knowledge in me? And there had to be more than that. More of that rejection that I hadn't touched on as I dealt with some of the other rejections in me. Beloved, the ministers, as ministers, we are dealing with ourselves. We talk on the phone to one another. We talk our heart. We say, "Lord," and we say, "Pray for us." We ask the Lord to give us wisdom. And we share the things that the Lord is saying to us so that there's nothing hidden. Everything is revealed. God is speaking unto us now. This Thyatira church. He said, "I gave her time to repent. But she had no desire to repent." Let me just speak on this. That Jezebel attitude is going to keep you from being in that place where you are going to be convicted. Now, you're going to think everybody else in the room has got that problem but you. Now, that's that old Jezebel nature, see? That's that attitude of Jezebel. Anything that she can do to keep you, to hide in you, to keep you from getting her out. Her plan is to totally seduce, beguile, bewitch, control until you follow after her. And that old corruption, that python spirit, hallelujah. You know what they said the origin of that python came out of? I think I told you this yesterday, but I'm going to tell you again today. that Python originated out of the slime that was left on the earth when the waters began to subside in Noah's day. Interesting, isn't it, that out of all of that death would arise a psychic nature with power to control the mind of man and produce such a control that man would be like a zombie, someone that is totally weak, totally powerless, ruled by that psychic nature. Beloved, every time you step into Satan's kingdom and you give yourself to his controls, he's going to exact from you whatever he wishes. That's the way it is. And when you deal with yourself, when you repent before the Lord, when you want to know what's there, when in that honesty of revelation, the image of Jesus, the immortality of his eternal purpose in the midst of you, his body, as he reveals himself, beloved, those things that are precious, hallelujah, will show up those things that are vile. And in the name of Jesus, we will be delivered. He said, I gave her time to repent, but she has no desire to repent. Out of her immorality, symbolic of idolatry. Now, what is that? That spiritual adultery, that seeking things or systems or words that will give you what you want other than through the blood of Jesus Christ, the covenant of God. Now, he said, take note. I'll throw her on a bed of anguish. Now, let's look around. We've seen that anguish everywhere. People come to us and call us on the phone in all the meetings where we are. And we see anguish on the face of people who are bound up hurting because they do not understand or have knowledge of the spirit world, the things that are coming against them, the word. They're so expecting everybody else to feed them that they only have what has been fed to them. And most of the time that's lukewarm and watered down like pabulum. And it's time for the true body to take the spoon and eat the meat. Well, take the fork and eat the meat. Hallelujah. And begin to know what the Word of God says in your behalf. See, the law of God, and I want you to write this down if you think you won't remember it. The laws of God are your protection. And when we become obedient and disciplined, hallelujah, then that old sly fox, the devil, doesn't have any ground to step on you. The more you deal with him, the more you cast him out. And beloved, how do you recognize him? Where's the bed of anguish? What's going on? Where's the crisis? Ask the Lord to tell you what's going on in your life. Why is this crisis needed? And deal with your flesh man right there and then in the name of Jesus now. He said, I'll throw her on a bed of anguish, and those her paramours who commit adultery with her, I'll bring down to pressing distress and severe affliction. Now, he didn't mince any words, does he? Unless they turn away their minds. Now, where's all this going on? In the mind. Those adulterous thoughts of gaining and getting what I can, see, manipulating, controlling, exacting from people to produce with some kind of a satisfaction in your own nature. Beloved, we must get down to business and deal with this attitude, this Jezebel nature that seeks to control and dominate the life, harakira, that's hid in Christ in God. Beloved, it's a sure house, this latter house, and there'll be no weak chinks. There'll be no broken armor. There'll be no word left out. We're going to be what he has called us to be. Hallelujah. Living stones, the true temple, the house of God. Do you not know that you are my plan, saith the Lord? And do you not know that I have birthed within you the power of my eternity? And do you not know that as I reveal myself to you, you are changed into my image. And ye grecio baharaha, you will know the Alpha and the Omega and all that is in between, because your life, your being, your brasa, your dwelling in me has given you authority and dominion to walk out of death and embrace the fullness of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody told me a while back, Blank, you preaching never die. I thought, oh, is that air? And I thought, hallelujah. Glory to God, we better be preaching it. We're going to live forever in Christ Jesus. But see, the tangible mind, the natural mind, cannot perceive the fullness of life. We're expecting to die and lay in a grave and go to sleep with our fathers. But Jesus Christ called unto us a spirit man, a spirit being, and that spirit man is going to live forever. Hallelujah. And there'll come a day when you shut this old human container simply because it's cramping your style. Hallelujah. The Word of God, hallelujah, alive in you. The Word of life revealed, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you'll be glad it's gone, hallelujah. The true man, the spirit man, see. Let us understand that we're alive people, ready to live in all of God's immortality, His eternal purpose. And the power and the dominion of that life is an everlasting. Hallelujah. What did He say about Melchizedek? Somebody tell me right quick. Oh, I got it. It's the power of an endless and an indestructible life. And that's that order and rank of Melchizedek that belongs to all of us. Hallelujah. We've been called to live forever in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop fretting over this old tangible realm. It's ripe to disappear. And God's calling a people who are ready to go to war in the heavenlies and pull down that old sly fox, the dragon, that never again will he be allowed to seduce and deceive the mind of man. He's calling champions, hallelujah, who stand and deal with themselves, putting on the armor of God and taking their place in the body of Christ and knowing that what God has revealed is truth, hallelujah. And truth is your protection, hallelujah. And when we put on that truth, beloved, we're going to condemn the lie, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I'll throw her on a bed with her paramours, and I'll bring down to pressing distress of severe affliction. Unless they turn away their minds from conduct such as hers and repent of their doings. And we are crying out, Lord God, let the word be so delivered to the body that she is brought to her knees to repent before the Lord. Let the anointing so flow through the ministers of the gospel that they can project the true image of Jesus and teach the word, hallelujah, that when all the shadows of death get out of the body, hallelujah, the pure word is going to flow. The perfection of Jesus Christ seen. Hallelujah. And we won't be preaching because of the instincts of death, but we'll be preaching because of the power of eternal life. Hallelujah. Continually. No mixture. No more watered down. No more dilution with the flesh. No more the things of death in control. But beloved, walking out of death is a man child. Hallelujah. Glorified in the image of Jesus Christ. Restored. Because His word spoke and we dealt with the defilement of death. Hallelujah. Let us know that life is to be lived in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He said, I'll strike her children, her proper followers, dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us comprehend this. I'll strike her children dead. And we see that death realm everywhere. I have a friend who is a school teacher, and she said to me not long ago, Blanche, she said, the children that are sitting in my classroom, it's like they have no soul. Their eyes are hollow. There's no father image. There's no mother image. They're existing. The teaching of humanism, so bruising the mind that God formed on the frequency of His love. So confusing to that little mind. Those humanistic facts so ingrained into them that whatever seems good to them, it's all right to do. See, the difference between good and evil is not taught in our school system anymore. Ole and I were traveling in the Detroit area 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we heard on the news, we had to spend a night in a motel, and we heard on the news that there was a school there, and the principal, there was so much promiscuity, and the children were so rebellious, and there were fightings in the halls, and knives and guns seen, and such horrible things going on, and children, just survival of the fittest seemed like the code of the jungle, and that classroom was a jungle, and the children just doing whatever they thought was the thing that they were supposed to do, or whatever in the generation that had never been dealt with was now coming to the surface because there was no limitation. The mind is being taught to whatever you want to do is all right. And so all that has never been dealt with, and that like that mire and that corruption in the generation, man, is surfacing in the children. The fullness of death. We see the fullness of corruption revealed, and those minds are adulterated by this awfulness. But this principal said we had so much control over something like more than 100 young girls that were having babies with all the contraceptives that are available. Things were so out of control. It showed pictures and kids were laying all around on the campus. Just sad to see what was going on. And this principal said that he decided to change the curriculum in the school. And he decided that they would now begin to teach the difference between good and evil. And he said the promiscuous had dropped some 70%. Last year there were only 12 girls in the school that became pregnant. And he said the kids are respectful. They wanted to know discipline. They wanted someone to tell them the difference between right and wrong. And things had done a total turnaround. Well, of course, when the big news guys got a hold of, you should have heard what Dan Rather said. You know, they tried to say it and watered it down so bad. Had we not heard it over there, we would have thought it was in a total different story. See? But beloved, we must recognize the strategy of Satan. What's got to come out of the body, see? We're the body. It's got to come out of us. That Thyatira. Hallelujah. He said, but the rest of you in Thyatira who do not hold fast this teaching, who have not been explored and who have not explored and known the depths of Satan. See, that's where Jezebel's origin comes. The depths of Satan. Now, as they say, I tell you, I do not lay upon you any other burden. Now, let's go on to the next church. I wanted to get this finished, but here we are, almost noon again. Let's do Sardius. Sardius means the escaping one. Have you ever noticed this attitude? Yes, we have. This attitude in the body. Everybody wanting to get away so what's going on doesn't affect them. Everybody running away from responsibility. If I didn't hear it, I'm not responsible for it. But I tell them, now you know, see? Now you know. After today, you got to act different. You've got to deal with it. It's been spoken to you, see? Now the change must come into effect. Sardis, the escaping one. Now Sardis is also the name of a precious jewel. Sardis was formed, that jewel is formed with the principle of pressure. And as that pressure from the quartz family, as that pressure presses down on that formation, and as it produces a hardness. It goes through several stages, but at a point of probably on their scale of about 8 or 9 in hardness, something happens to that stone. Suddenly all that milky, cloudy imperfection in it becomes transparent. That transparency, see, when all of the rest, when the pressure produces that transparency. In the natural, we all want to be that escaping one. You know, it's over there, Lord, it's not me. You know, I don't have that one. See, We always want to see it. Then preacher preaches, and boy, it's really getting next to you. And then you look at somebody in the church. Yeah, it's just for her. That's what we say, you know. And then what do? Boy, that lets us off the hook. You don't have to deal with yourself, see. That old escaping one nature. I want it my way, Lord. I don't want anything to happen to my flesh. I want to pet it. See. Now, he said, these are, you know, I look like my grandfather. Hallelujah. See, we, you know, in that tangible realm of sense and feeling, that old nature doesn't want to be revealed. But that nature, that attitude, has got to come out of the body. It's got to be revealed. People must understand and know what we've been giving ourselves to and the effect that it has had on us now. He said, I know your record, what you're doing. You are supposed to be alive. But in reality, you're dead. Just come to that end of you. Running so, where's your seat? Well, it's empty. You're not in the church. You're not there helping in the body. The escaping one, that attitude. He said, rouse yourselves and keep awake and strengthen and invigorate what remains and is on the point of dying. For I have not found a thing that you have done, any work of yours, meeting the requirement of my God or perfect in his sight. Now, when I used to work on a job, we used to see folks like that. When it came time for them to do their part, they were off in the restroom or they were down the hall having coffee, and their work was, you know, that escape, that's an attitude. It produces the vagabond, the wanderer, this guy that never wants any responsibility. And we see it in the church. The escape, and boy, it gets hot. You're going to have to change. Well, we'll just take our letter and go somewhere else. That attitude, that's right. It's in the church. And they go, they sit under a minister, and when he starts stepping on their toes, and we see them church hopping all over the escaping one. Beloved, we got to stop. Deal with ourselves. Pull down that authority in the name of Jesus of death now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I feel in my spirit that we need to stop here. And let's leave these last two churches until... Will there be an opportunity for me to get it finished? Amen. Amen. So we will get the last two churches. I tried to do it in a big hurry here a while back in preaching, and I left out Philadelphia, and I went home and I just cried, Lord, help me not to push and to rush, because I feel we need to understand this. We need to know that these attitudes, in this personality, see, or in this emotion, in all of our emotion, we can't just float around anymore. We just can't let whatever comes, come. Beloved, it's time to raise the standard. It's time to know who we are in Christ Jesus and to deal with our flesh man. And deliverance is the method that God has chosen. 70% of Jesus' ministry was exorcism. The first demon that he cast out was in the synagogue. See, let us understand, this isn't some new thing that somebody thought up that he thinks works. But this is the plan of God. This is the way it is. And it's been hidden over and waiting for this moment. See, in that ministry that we talked about, the horses of Zechariah, you notice that dappled horse run to the south, and they never said any more about it. South was coming out of the tabernacle. That dapple horse, beloved, got a ride. It's time to get on that horse, glory to God. And see, dapple means spotted. See, it's time to get all those natures out. All those things, you know, the horse is like the symbol of the flesh. It's time to get those things, that mixture out of our flesh. And in this end time hour, as the true church arises, the rakhid of the bride, hallelujah, adorned. No spots, no wrinkles, hallelujah. That horse, hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, John saw it as a pale horse. Something had been done up to that point, and now the spots were only pale. But glory to God, that pale horse is revealed. And when it is finished, Ha-Regira Messiah, we're going to be like the pattern, the example, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the revealing of himself in this earth. And we shall know him, because when we see him as we see him, we shall be like him. The Lord gave us a prophecy movie some time ago, a year or so back, and he said the world will be looking for you, but they won't find you, because what they're going to see is Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bow before you this morning. Now let's deal with ourselves this morning. Lord Jesus, I command my being to your attention. I break every curse that's been visited to my generation, man, because of the power of death, the rebellion of man. I forgive all my ancestors. I forgive everyone that's ever hurt me. And I forgive myself. And I command all divination, psychic phenomena, Python control, that in my life, surrounding my family, to be loosed from me, to be cast out of my household, to be removed from my life once and for all. I command blindness out of my spiritual body. I command the power of death to be loosed from me. In the name of Jesus. I command my senses, my will, my emotion, and my desires to line up with the Word of God. I command my being to be cleansed from all that is vile, all that is corruption, and I demand every lying spirit, the spirit of religion, all witchcraft and sorcery, hexes and vexes, charms and potions, pins and voodoo, macumba, all Eastern religions, any error that has touched my life, because of rebellion, I now cast it out. I break the curse of Jezebel. I call out Jezebel. You will loose me right now in the name of Jesus. Now take a breath and get it out. Push it out. You're the boss. You're the priest in your tabernacle. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose you. We command it to loose you in the name of Jesus. That attitude of death. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Push it out. You are the priest. You are in authority. You're the name of Jesus is in your mouth. You are the ruler. Hallelujah. The authority of the name of Jesus. We command all that is death to be removed. In Jesus' name, from the conscious and the subconscious. Jezebel, your assignment is over. I come against manipulation, domination, the queen of heaven. I command it to loose you. Take a breath and push it out. Come on. Deal with it in the name of Jesus. This is time to cleanse the temple. This is work. Hallelujah. This is war. We command it in the name of Jesus. I demand it to loose you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, that seems new to you? Take a little inventory. How do you feel? Hallelujah. Now, when there's dizziness there, there's more that's got to go. When there's lightheadedness, that means that some is gone. Hallelujah. Always examine yourself. Deal with yourself. Now this afternoon, we're going to go upstairs. Us girls are going to get by ourselves. We're going to talk about it. Miss Irma's going to teach us, hallelujah, or Miss Erlene. And we're going to see God move in our life now. The men likewise. And then when we come back here, they're going to teach on the occult. Let us understand what's in the psychic realm. Beloved, that's got to be broken through. And we got a people going through it, hallelujah, who will not be touched by it.
Hallelujah.
Let that roll around in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
When it's out of you,
yeah,
he can't do nothing to you. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord. Brother Gene, would you bless the food? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful message. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful deliverance. The way that the people were helped, Lord, we look forward to a continual flow of that all through the camp meeting, Father. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful camp meeting and just for all the many wonderful things that you're doing. And, Lord, you're a wonderful Lord, and we love you, and we praise you, and we worship you, Lord. Now, Father, we thank you so much for this food and for the cooks who prepared it and for the garden and just for everything, Lord, that has brought this food to our attention. Now, Lord, just bless it, purify it, and cleanse it. And we break all curses on it in the name of Jesus Christ. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.